Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Friday, July 8th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We were going to talk about an article on the Wing TV homepage right now entitled, Is America a Police State? But since we came up with this article, put it there on the homepage, we figure we'll let you read it. If we have any time at the end of the show, we'll touch upon it a little bit, but this one's hard-hitting. And a lot of people aren't going to like it because this is saying that we need to take action instead of just passively complaining about America
right.
being a police state.
Or adopting a defeatist philosophy and not taking responsibility for the things that we can change
exactly.
about our country and our lives.
Right. So what we're going to do instead is since there's news, breaking news, about the explosions in London yesterday and also Israel's ties to it and their foreknowledge, we figure we're going to touch upon that in depth today. And the first thing really, Lisa, is this came out yesterday from the Associated Press. It was written by a woman named Amy Tabal, I think her name was. And she said that British police notified the Israeli embassy in London minutes before. Now pay attention to those words. Minutes before the explosions.
Well, I heard up to 30 minutes before.
Right. And that they were warning them of terror attacks that were going to take place in London.
Right.
Now,
in fact, Benjamin Netanyahu mm-hmm. did receive a warning, as initial reports claim, and he stayed in his hotel room. He didn't
right.
go out. He heeded the warning.
Now, as many of you know, Benjamin Netanyahu used to be the prime minister of Israel. Right now, he is their finance minister, and he was supposed to attend an economic conference at a hotel right above one of the subways that was eventually bombed. Well, he ended up staying in his hotel, as Lisa said, and escaped harm. Now, the big question is, why would he stay in his hotel mm-hmm. like that when he had planned just minutes before to leave and attend this conference?
Right. And we don't have any reports yet on any Israeli casualties, but isn't it kind of funny? Israel never knows anything about. They have the most, comprehensive, specialized intelligence force in the world.
But they never know anything.
They never know a damn thing.
Yeah. Now, this call that reached the Israeli embassy ended up coming from Scotland Yard.
Mm-hmm.
So after this broke, then you start seeing the scrambling take place and the spin, and mm-hmm. the story starts to change. First of all, the Israeli embassy says that Netanyahu had no foreknowledge whatsoever. Now, this doesn't seem to wash because instead of leaving for the conference, he stayed there. Then the British police deny that they ever warned. Or
right.
No, it was the Israelis that said that the British police warned them.
Right, Scotland Yard
yeah.
warned Israel. Israel warned Netanyahu.
Yeah.
Now, subsequently, nobody warned anybody. Nobody knew anything, but it's Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, but this story doesn't wash either
mm-hmm.
because if the British police notified the Israeli embassy, why wouldn't they notify everybody in London?
Yeah, so the average British citizen wasn't notified of anything, but Benjamin Netanyahu warranted a warning.
Right.
And why didn't they bomb Buckingham Palace? By the way.
Yeah. Then, on top of that, now Scotland Yard comes out then and they deny
mm-hmm.
ever notifying the Israeli embassy. And then, now this is the final story so far, that the Israeli embassy says that they were notified, but only after the first blast
right.
took place. Now this doesn't wash either.
Right, because the initial report says they were notified before the first blast took place.
And also the first reports were coming out were saying that it was nothing but power surges.
Right.
So you see that they've gone through now three or four different
right.
variations of this story.
But a power surge doesn't explain Netanyahu's remaining in his hotel room.
Yeah, exactly. And so I was explaining this to someone today, and they said, oh, well, you know, all of the AP stories are subsequently being proven to be false. And I said, well, I have to disagree with you there because that's when you get the most vital information is during this first hour of any spike event. Now, of course, you're going to see all of this information buried, and we even printed these stories out just in case the links suddenly disappear.
One of the people in my group said he was listening to this report about the London bombing on CNN Europe in Germany. And minutes after it happened, CNN Europe was reporting seven explosions. Mm-hmm. Of course, now that's changing.
Yeah. So the big thing, though, and we touched upon this yesterday, was how convenient this bombing is.
Right.
So we mentioned two things. First was the Downing Street memo. Of course, it's taking attention away from that. The second is the Karl Rove scandal, how he outed the CIA, CIA's Valerie Plame.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something even more interesting that came out, that the Ministry of Defense in England recently came out and said that within the next 18 months, they're going to start withdrawing their troops.
From Iraq,
right. And also Afghanistan. The people are sick and tired of it. They're fed up. And what they're basically were going to do was throw in the towel.
Right. Now, guess what?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
So if you were a terrorist and you knew this information, why would you bomb a country that's ready to pull out of the war? It doesn't make any sense.
Right. And this is even bigger than state-sponsored terrorism. This is global terrorism.
Right. So the only people or the only organizations that this bombing benefited wasn't Al-Qaeda.
Right.
It was the neocon Zionists that want to keep this foothold in the Middle East, because now the people in England are saying, we're not going to take this. We're going to go out and fight terrorism tooth and nail. So it renewed their...
Right. And in light of the recent Dutch and Netherlands vote for no with the EU constitution, how do you think this is going to play into the whole EU agenda now in Britain? Because Britain was coming up for their referendum in 2006.
Right.
And now we've got global terror reigning once again.
Yeah. Now, I was reading an article, and they mentioned Brian Kilmeade, who's one of the commentators on Fox News, and he even admitted that this bombing works most to the benefit of those countries in the West who want to keep terrorism on the front burners. So now what they're saying is that it's not only America's problem.
Mm-hmm.
This is a global terrorist problem, because you have 9/11, but then you have the Madrid train bombings,
mm-hmm.
you have the bombings in Bali, and now, very conveniently, in London also. So you see how everything's working now to their benefit. And the organization that is being blamed on is called the Secret Organization of Al-Qaeda in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first thing is no one's ever heard of them.
Right.
They're not even a blip on the radar screen. And
here's a good example. A Swedish newspaper reported today, published four statements by four experts linked to the military. And this is what one of them had to say. Today, Al-Qaeda must not be regarded as an organization. As such, it is no more. It's rather a concept used by the terrorists, the real terrorists.
Right, and it's very convenient. And in this article that I mentioned before, they said that the only Al-Qaeda cell that has ever been uncovered was actually proven to be a Mossad front.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you bring the nation, the terrorist nation of Israel, into this. And what everybody's starting to realize, that this is nothing more than another false flag operation. Because there's no reason behind the bombing. London and England was quitting. They were getting ready to pull out. But now you have this 9/11 hysteria that's sweeping through London,
right.
Through England. And it's...
You figure there's a good likelihood that you've got the CIA working with British intel like MI5, and...
And
the Mossad.
Right.
You know, I mean, and the Mossad has a long history of global terrorist acts. They've been linked to, I have like two pages here of different events, including the USS Liberty attack, the USS Cole linked to the Bali bombing, the killing of Oz tourists, the passport fraud, spy rings, New Zealand and Australia, Iraqi prison abuse, the Zionist Tel Aviv cafe bombing, the anthrax murders, Berlin disco bombing of 86, the 1982 Beirut bombing. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
And
they're linked to the JFK assassination.
And, of course, 9/11.
Yeah.
You know, above all else. Now, here's another aspect that we have to look at. Is, did you know that in London there's 4.5 million closed-circuit television cameras positioned around the city?
Right, so how come none of those surveillance cameras caught pictures of the bombers, the terrorists?
I've read that the average London citizen that's out working or walking the streets or just living his life is photographed about 300 times a day by these 4.5 million cameras. Now, considering the technical expertise of this attack and how everything was very simultaneously pulled off, How could they have done this, this ragtag organization called the Secret Organization of Al-Qaeda in Europe, when there's 4.5 million cameras, they're setting bombs up in all these different places, in buses and subways, and nobody sees anything, and they have 4.5 million cameras?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. And also, we all know that England and the IRA have been at barrel heads, loggerheads for many years, but there's information coming out that the MI5 has admitted that many of the terrorist attacks in England were actually pulled off by the MI5 so they could keep this.
So you've got British soldiers or British intel bombing their own citizens. Mossad has bombed their own citizens. Our government bombs its own citizens.
Yep.
What do you have here? You got, as someone really put it well, triplets.
Yeah, really. And it all comes down to a famous saying, who benefits?
Mm-hmm.
Whose agenda is being pushed forward here?
Right.
Well, first you have, as we mentioned, that England was going to pull their troops out of Afghanistan and Iraq. Secondly, there's been legislation that's stalling over in their parliament that they want to implement these biometric ID cards. So, now we bring terror and fear into it, and Big Brother is going to rear his ugly head.
And remember, Israel has promoted consistently for us to attack Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Syria. Israel's always inciting all of these different events and instigating and constantly stirring the pot, trying to get us to attack this one and that one all over.
Yeah, and they want to end up scaring the public into submission. There's a guy named Efron Halevi, who's the former head of the Mossad, who wrote an article or wrote some commentary about this, and he's using these same Orwellian terms over and over again, that there's no really distinct lines of the enemy, there's no easy way to identify the enemy, so we have to continue this war on terror. And this was also reconfirmed by one of the heads of the British police, where he's saying that we have to give up our freedom now for security.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sounds familiar to 9/11, doesn't it?
And another good point that someone brought up, too, is the distraction factor.
Mm-hmm.
While everyone's looking over there at the London bombing, no one's looking here where Congress is and what they're doing with the passage of CAFTA and with Patriot Act extensions, etc., etc.
And something that's also very important that we're going to move on to now is this whole debacle with Karl Rove. Now, it seems like we get caught up when we pay as much attention to the news and we're in this internet blogger world that we see, it makes it seem like everybody knows about this. But when you jump outside of it and start looking at the mainstream media, there's a big gap there.
Right.
They're not going after Karl Rove. And you can tell in the mainstream media once they get somebody, they're like a bloodthirsty pack of wolves.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just unrelenting in their pursuit of this person. Well, they're certainly not doing that with Karl Rove.
Yeah, and this interesting thing with this Judith Miller story with the Valerie Plame connection, I don't put that much faith in what Stu Webb has to say, but I believe it was him and a man named Tom Hennigan reported that she's actually a Zionist stooge.
Interesting.
Judith Miller. And that, I guess she said in court that she can't name her sources because this government is too powerful.
Yeah. Well, that's what another article was saying, that that Karl Rove exerts so much power and so much influence in Washington and in global circles that he has this hands-off persona to him, that he can't be pursued. And so we have to look at some of the specifics. And these are what the internet news organizations like Wing TV and other bloggers are bringing out. That first, that Karl Rove did meet with Scooter Libby. This was Dick Cheney's chief of staff. And he did leak this information to three people, Matthew Cooper, Walter Pincus, and also Robert Novak. This is proven, this is true. Also now, check this out. Since we have this information, when George Bush was flying over to Scotland on Air Force One to attend the G8 summit, not one single mainstream media reporter even asked him about Karl Rove and the criminal investigation that should be going on about him. Not one.
Right, and think about his seeking counsel outside the White House with this outside lawyer. For anybody, who seeks advice of a lawyer unless they need the advice of a lawyer, there's some kind of trouble.
Right.
I mean, people don't just do that for the hell of it. Do you?
Right. Well, also, I mean, that's a good point. And also, when Bush was flying over there to Scotland, this was before the London bombing.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is, they're saying it's just standard procedure.
Right.
That he can contacts White House outside counsel just because.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody contacts a lawyer just because.
That's exactly right. And behind the scenes, they know that if the powers that be want this to explode into a major scandal, they can make it. And see, mm-hmm. that's the way the globalists operate.
Right.
They get whatever administration is in power, and they get them by the short hairs.
And, of course, Rove is refusing interviews about it.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I don't have to answer your questions.
Yeah. And see, now they have Rove. You know, back with Bill Clinton, they had Monica Lewinsky and all this cheating and these things. With Richard Nixon, they had Watergate. And on, they get things on these people and hold it over their head so that they keep pushing forward.
Right, to compromise them.
Yeah, with the agenda. And so Scott McClellan, who was on Air Force One, he was the one who wasn't asked any questions by the mainstream media, but he was the one who came out in 2003 when the first news of this broke, and he said that if the leaker is found, that he should immediately be fired. He also at the same time defended Karl Rove and said that this guy was absolutely innocent. So it's a dirty, dirty mess.
Yeah.
And you know, luckily, the alternative media is the ones that keep pushing this information forward.
Right, and what you have to do when you talk to people on the street, you have to start pushing forward the thing that Al-Qaeda is a concept.
Yeah.
They aren't the terrorists. The terrorists are, among other people, Bush, Blair, and Cheney.
And above them.
And above them, too.
Yeah, definitely above them.
Not Arab cave dwellers.
Yeah, and Lisa says, I mean, what it is they're convenient.
Yeah, they're an umbrella excuse.
Yeah.
An umbrella scapegoat.
A convenient concept that just out of George Orwell's 1984, you have a perpetual invisible enemy leading to perpetual war. That's
right.
What it is. It's so simple. And when I was telling this to people today, they're getting very upset about it, that, that this can't be the way it is, because they don't like to see that there's foreknowledge with Benjamin Netanyahu, foreknowledge with Scotland Yard, foreknowledge with the Israeli embassy, and you know if all
right,
those
you
people
know why?
Know
because admitting that makes it a deliberate, calculated, evil act.
Right, and that takes Al-Qaeda out of the equation then. And then you have to say, well, if they didn't do it now, maybe they didn't do 9/11, maybe they didn't do A, B, C, D, and E right down
means
the line.
Motive, opportunity.
Right, yeah. Who benefits? That's the key word to always think of. Now, last but not least, before we run out of here today, we hope everyone has a good weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But we have this article on the Wing TV homepage. It's called, Is America a Police State? And there's a lot of talk about this concept. We've mentioned it many times in this show.
Right.
And we urge you to read this. And remember one thing, that we're saying that there is the potential
mm-hmm.
legislation, there's a potential framework, and there's a potential means and motive to implement
right.
a police state
but
in this
country. But potential
is
not the same thing as it's happening all over right now, that it exists right now.
Yeah, and this is a point that Lisa first brought to my attention. She said there's people out there who are so desperate for this police state to exist that it almost seems like they want it.
Well, it absolves them of any responsibility to take any kind of initiative to do anything on their own behalf or on behalf of this country. It washes their hands clean. Someone else will take care of it. The rapture will come.
Yeah.
Some hero will ride over the horizon. Someone else will take the responsibility for my freedom and yours.
And what I do in this article is compare them to the end timers. You know, these people that say, well, the rapture is coming, so a chariot, you know, there's really nothing we can do now because it's already been set in stone. So I'm just going to wait now for the big chariot to come out of the clouds and whisk me away when the rapture comes.
In other words, they're telling us it's all over. It's done. Well, you know what? It's not over. It is not over. We can still do something about it. And we don't have to be defeatists and feed into this whole fear-monger, defeatist philosophy. And Victor has a great article on the homepage, so check it out. Think about it very carefully.
And that's the most important point that Lisa brought up, is this defeatist mentality. where they say, you know, you hear these fear mongers on the radio for 3 hours a day and they just hammer police state into your head until it's like people crawl under their bed and say, all hope is over, there's nothing we can do. And what they're doing, it's the same thing with these terror attacks. The fear mongers are using the same tactics
right.
as the globalists are using. They want submission through fear. There's
right.
no hope. Throw your hands up. There's nothing we can do. And it's in direct opposition to what we're doing here on Wing TV, where we're telling people, get up. Get off your asses. Do something. Start
right.
changing your world instead of just being so passive that you say, well, we just got to accept the status quo as it is.
Yeah. You're not going to change the world by buying a video. You're not going to change anything in your life. All you're going to do is make yourself more aware, and you're going to end up being one of the cult followers who crawls under their bed and does nothing and just passes around a video and reads an article. That doesn't change anything.
Right. Information without action is useless. And if you want to see real police states,
right.
you should have went to Tiananmen Square in 1989 when there was a student uprising. Why don't you go to North Korea? Go to the
uh-huh.
streets of Mexico City now
right.
where the policemen patrol every corner with machine guns.
Go on a vacation to Palestine.
Yeah, go to Iran. There you'll see real, legitimate police states.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, folks, we don't have an actual, physical police state in this country now, but we're sure as hell going to
right.
if we don't do something.
Right, and political malfeasance or political tyranny or police abuse is not the same thing
right.
as a police state. That's
yes.
an excellent point you brought out in your article.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
And we concur, because people, what they're going to do is they'll send us a list of 10 different things. Well, hey, this happened here, and we agree with all of them.
Right.
There are all these
those
actions.
Are individual instances of police abuse or malfeasance or political tyranny.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing as a police state.
Yeah. And if we don't want a police state, there's only one person
mm-hmm.
that can change it. You and you and you and every single person
every
out
one of
there.
Us.
You know, that's
as,
what we have to do.
As Victor said, they don't need to have a police state because they know that 99.99999% of people aren't doing anything that threatens them.
Yeah.
That they already are extorting and fleecing us, so they don't need a police state.
Right. Why should they need a police state when 98% of the people are already willingly giving their money to the
right.
IRS? Why do you need a police state?
The American people are already showing how compliant
yeah.
they are.
And what these fearmongers are doing is they're using the same exact techniques as Charles Manson and Marshall Applewhite
mm-hmm.
and Jim Jones down
right.
there in Jonestown. Is it's fear through submission. Listen to us and just turn your minds off and listen. That's what these fearmongers are telling you. And we're saying, open your minds up, get out of your houses,
think
protest.
For yourselves.
That's right. So be wary of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the final quote in the article says something like, if you want to be deceived,
yeah.
then be
let
deceived.
Let he who will be deceived be deceived.
That's right. Well, folks, have a good weekend. We're so thankful
yes.
that you tune into Wing TV. We'll be back on Monday with a special guest. We're going to talk about Agenda 21, which is a very hot topic
mm-hmm.
that hardly anybody in
that's
the alternative.
That's with Chris, right?
Yeah.
Chris Gerner.
Yep. That hardly anybody is touching upon. So keep your eyes open, folks. There's a lot going on.
See you Monday.